local resident Watmo Makokowa said he's happy that Zimbabweans stayed at home to express their anger over what is going on in the country.
I want to congratulate the Zimbabwean population for actually staying away and showing the government that they are not happy with the current situations where a lot of people are suffering and a lot of people are unemployed.
Another resident, Clarice Maduku, who is also a civil society activist, echoed the same sentiments. He urged the government to address people's concerns.
People have been showing a lot of fright. The fact that now they have taken heed of this call for a stay away, for me, that's a clear sign that the government of Zimbabwe must begin to listen, or it will be forced to listen to the people.
An economist, Lakson Zembe, noted that government and private companies lost a lot in potential revenue today.
Shops are closed. And firstly, this is an indication of the severe impact of the current economic situation on the livelihood of people.
He urged the government to quickly address the prevailing harsh economic situation in the country.
It is the general public at the end of the day who will bear the brunt of all this that is going on around. And hence, serious and urgent call on our leadership that it cannot be business as usual. We cannot continue to live in our comfort zones and pretend that things are okay.
Some Zimbabweans also expressed concern over poor internet connectivity and a temporary blackout of the messaging application WhatsApp. They suspected that it was being jammed by the government. But the Minister of Communication and Courier Services, Super Mandiwanzira, said these allegations were baseless.
Well, I don't know whether it's slow because of the massive use of the system today, because people are overly hyper in terms of their communications, but I can certainly tell you that we have no intention as government to ban it.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.